Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishvas Am Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding what we call our Daf in base. In the top of Amud Aleph, the Gemara concludes a sugya that started in the previous Amud. And there the Gemara brought a question to Rabbi Akiva, Aslan, and Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Lezer answered in two different ways. And the way the Gemara understands, the second way was a better answer than the first way. So the Gemara now discussed, which answer did he say first? Did he say the better answer first, and then the answer which is not as good? Or he started with the answer which is not as good, and then he went to the better answer? So the Gemara brings of Kahana and Nimr of Rova that said that he said the better answer first, and then he said the other answer. Why? Mashal, l'mad over dermi, what is a mashal to? To a tzayot, a hunter, meaning a fisherman, who takes fish from the sea. He takes the big fish, and then he adds some small fish. So also here, Rabbi Lezer came with a good answer, and then he answered not the greatest answer. Rav Tavyumi, in the name of Rava, said that he started with an answer which is not as good, and then he said the better answer, mashal, to a fisherman, who starts by fishing small fish, and then he doesn't have any room in his kalim, as Rashi says, so he throws away the small fish, and he takes the big fish. So also here, he started with a not as good answer, and then he retained the good answer. What's the difference between the two approaches in the Gemara? So many in the Mefarshim, including them as the Maharam Sheaf over here, say the question is, do we stay with both answers, or only with one answer? The first understanding is, both answers are right. You come with a good answer, then you add a secondary answer, and both answers are correct. And according to the second Mahalach, so really the good answer is the only answer that remains. In the beginning we started with not such a good answer, then we threw it away, and we stayed with a better answer. So nafkamina, did he choose a boy from the not as good answer or not? Still in Mefarshim, the Pnei Yeshua and others ask, what is exactly the connection between the mashal of the fish and the answers of the Gemara? And especially the second Mahalach, what does Rashi explain? That when a person, he's fishing and he has small fish, he doesn't have room in his kalim, he needs to throw them away to take the big fish. Here, why there's no room in the kalim? You can have both answers. Why should he throw the not as good answer to take the bigger answer? So there's a sefer called Bris Halevi HaSholem, which was written by someone who lived about 100 years ago. And he has a few dapim on Baba Kama. And on this, he has a beautiful explanation. And the explanation is, really we're talking about in Derech HaLimud and Chazara, how is a person supposed to retain his learning? And really, there's no machlokes regarding our sugi. Regarding the sugi that we spoke about, both answers are correct. But we tried to explain, tried to give a Musa Haskel, what's the best way to retain learning? And says the Bris HaLevi, there's no machlokes. It just depends, talking about two different people. Says the Bris HaLevi, there's some people that they have a very good memory. And they're able to memorize everything. So you tell them, you should memorize the Iker points of the sugya. You learn a sugya, memorize the Iker points. But then, don't neglect the small points, the Shakla Vitayo, the question, the answer, the Havamin, the Maskono. Try to remember everything, even though it's not as important as the Iker points of the sugya, but try to remember everything. And that's the first Aguda that we said over here. It's like the fisherman, he has a big fish, that's the Iker of the sugya, and then he has small fish as well. Why not have both? If you can hold both, have both. The second mandom is talking to somebody who doesn't have such a great memory and is able to retain only some parts. So here you tell him which parts you retain. You start the sugya, try to understand. You're in the middle of learning, it takes a few days. You have a question, you have an answer, you try to keep whatever you have. But once you finish the sugya and you see what is the main parts of the sugya, remember these parts only. You can remember the whole thing. Don't focus on the smaller parts, on the havamina, on the question. Try to focus on the ikar, on the maskana, on the big fish. And that's the moshe of the second fisherman, who doesn't have room in his kalim to have both the big fish and the small fish. So which fish do you have? Only the big ones. So both mehalchim are giving him musar haskil to the loimdim. Someone has a good memory and will say, you know, I don't need to remember everything. I don't remember only the Ikar. Tell him, no, you should know that every part of the Gemara, as we mentioned earlier, every Nikudah Chazal tell you is all Emes Lamito, every Havamin, every question, every answer, everything has importance, everything teaches you something. Try to remember as much as you can. Don't keep only the big fish, have also the small fish. But that's only someone who has big kelim, who's able to handle everything. So you give him that Musar Aska. To the person who's not able to handle everything, he needs to remember something. You tell him, don't focus on the nekudas ktanas, the small points of the sugyo, the small fish. Focus on the big fish. You need to know the ikre sugyo. What's the maskana halacha? What comes out of this sugyo? That's what you should focus on. So even if you start learning, you're learning havamim maskana, and the end of the day, when you finish the sugyo, take out of it the big fish, keep the big, throw away the small, which you can retain, and that's how you should learn the Torah. There's a Musa Haskel to the Loimdim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomer Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomershove@gmail.com.